If you fall in a problem, it starts reading. It will take you out of the problem. It is mujannibat. It saves you from falling into problems also. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَتْعَاطَفْنَا حَوْلَ الْأَرْشِ. And you read this word, immediately they are gone to the Arsh of Allah and they make tawaf around the Arsh of Allah. We make around tawaf around Kaaba Sharif. They are gone to make tawaf around the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. لَهُنَّ دَوِيٌّ كَدَوِيٌّ nahal. They've got a buzzing sound that their voice, they what they're talking, like the bees. And you decipher it and you make it out. What are they doing? يُذَكِّرْنَا بِصَاحِبِهِنَّ. They are praising the person who read them in front of Allah. Oh, that person, Maulana, that person, Haji Sahab, that person. Oh, they're just praising them in front of Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ. Don't you love that you have somebody by the arsh of Allah who is praising you all the time? Don't you love that? Who doesn't love that? Just read this. Till you die, they will do it. Till after you are dead, they will carry on. You will enter Jannah, they will still carry on. So how can we deprive? This is the earnings. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. That is what we should be rushing into. Madly, wildly, we should be going into this. This is that month. And by the 30th of Ramadan, 29:30, that's about round about 6 o'clock, finished. Books are closed. Offers are now taken off the shelf. No more now, that isn't. This is the time. So let us go through that little strain or whatever, and let us acquire this. Let us understand. This is that that month which Allah says in the Quran, Shahru Ramadan. What a glorious, splendid month of Ramadan. What gives it such greatness? Unzila fihi al-Quran. That the Quran Sharif has been revealed in it. That makes it valuable. My birthday is coming in this month. Oh, I'm looking forward to that month. And anything associated with that month, it's got very, because I was born in that day. The day the Quran was revealed, that was the thing for the world, for the malaika, for the jinn, for in. It was a celebration for everyone. The greatest kitab with all its barakat and fuyuz, Surah Fatiha alone. It is Surah Fatiha, the opening surah. It is a surah that opens everything for us. How many of us are reading our Surah Fatiha daily? Namaz we are reading, no concentration. But Surah Fatiha is such a surah, we should be reading it morning, afternoon, night. We should be reading it plenty. It opens everything for us. It is Surah to Shifa. Shifa from all our diseases. We are so worried. Chemotherapy and now this treatment and that treatment and bypass and all that. Read your Surah Fatiha. Allah has given it to you. From your terrible diseases of shirk and kufr and pride, Surah Fatiha will remedy you of all that. Surah Fatiha, it is a surah that is a surah to shifa also. It is a surah of khair and barakat also. It is everything Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. So that is the Surah Fatiha. Then what is the whole Quran Sharif? When Surah Fatiha, the opening of Surah Fatiha is so great, then what is the Allah has given that to us? This month is when all this was revealed. So automatically, today your own birthday you might forget, but you dare forget your wife's birthday. Then you are in big problems. So we can forget when we were born. Don't forget when the Quran was revealed. And the Quran Sharif, you read the Quran will protect you from gunas. And you save yourself from gunas, then you'll be able to read Quran. A person who is filled with gunas will not desire to read Quran. He will find it very hard to read one ayat, one page is a problem for him. And for a person who is saved of guna, he enjoys reading Quran. And the Quran Sharif, when we, like one alim explained when he started his bayan, now I will dive into the ocean of the Quran, and I will bring out pearls and diamonds from there. The Quran Sharif is filled with what great treasures, precious, precious stones. And whoever will read Quran, and it's a miracle of the Quran Sharif that even without understanding you will get. A person who understands, who we normally call an alim, with the proper understanding, not just you taking the translation and you're looking at dictionaries and you're taking out the meaning. No, you got the proper understanding of the Quran Sharif, you will benefit, you will be able to benefit others. But if you haven't got that, you're not an alim, you will benefit just by the reading. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayh, saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream, in a vision. And he asked Allah Ta'ala, what's the best way to get closeness to you? Allah said, oh Ahmad, it is my Quran. So he asked, by understanding or without understanding? Allah said, both ways. With understanding, you fly. And without understanding also, you will go to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So if we, with respect and everything, the adab of the Quran, and see what great, great treasures. And the greatest treasure, al-ghina, ghina nafs. What are real treasures? They are what is in your heart. A person can have millions, but he wants more, he's still a poor person. He's not satisfied. And a person can have nothing, but he's happy. He's a rich man. Who is content? Contentment, that is what a riches. Not having lots of money and all that, going to doctors, going this lawyer's fees, that doctor's there, wasting it in holidays, and we thinking we're achieving something, buying this car, that car, all that. No. Wealth is that which you are content. And what you have, you are sending it to Akhirat, where it will be for you forever and ever. On the sides of Jannah is written, Ummatun Muslimatun wa Rabbun Ghafurun. A Ummat who commits gunas all the time, but their Rabb is one who forgives. There is written also, Ma Qaddamna Wajadna. What we send forward, we found it all. It's here. People of Jannah will say, Wajadna, what Allah promised us, we found it. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدْتُمْ O people of Jahannam, did you also find what Allah promised? They'll say, yes, what Allah promised us. All our problems are here in front of us. And there that you will say, that this what you were doubting in, enter now into it. What you were having doubts about, enter. So the people of Jannah, they will have all that. So all this earnings are for that everlasting life of the Akhirat. So we should not be beguiled, we should not be misled with temptations, with people who are unmindful of Ramadan, and they are engaged in dunya. Let that not impress us. Let us see what are the earnings of this great, great month. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity to earn, and we can earn very, very greatly. So, and the minutes are going. Yeah, as Buzurg has explained, dunya ki zindagi misle baraf, is just like a block of ice. Every moment that block of ice is melting. You don't see it with your eyes, but it's melting every moment. And if you don't use it, you don't put it in water to make the water cold, you, for any good, you didn't use that block of ice, within a short while, in front of your eyes, you see it's gone. Now you just have some drops of water and it is gone. Life is also just going like this. Without us realizing, we are happy, I'm 1 year older. But what did I do in this 1 year? What have I achieved in this 1 year? Having a big age is nothing. No achievement. What is achievement? Oh, whole age. I never took one tablet in my whole life. That is no achievement. Achievement is whether you died young also. And what people who died at young ages, what they achieved, and forever they have gone to Jannah. That is what is the achievement of this world. What you have prepared and achieved in Akhirah, that is what is your achievement. Not what you left behind. The great stupidity which we call that people are very educated, that they make a lot of money all to leave it behind. That person is intelligent who sends it forward where he is going. Before his time, it's gone there. That is what is intelligent. Not what you work so hard to leave behind, and you know it's going to be left behind. And not only that, in most cases, it's left behind for the family to fight with. Where the family was a close-knit family, the brothers, sisters, siblings, they have so much love. For the mother, they had so much love. There the father died, and now the fighting starts. For what? For all that carrion of this world. How somebody has also explained beautifully, for inheritance, the estate, people fight with one another. And who fight? Not outside people, they're not going to get anything. The own immediate people, they are fighting. And they are fighting like cats and dogs. They were living so close to, and so such a close-knit family. And now they are fighting like cats and dogs. And for what are they fighting? For carrion. For dead animals. A dead donkey that is stinking. For that they are fighting. And the more you fight for that, you want more. And you make sure that my sister mustn't get anything. My mother mustn't get anything. I must get everything. And you fight so much for that. And whatever you're fighting, you are making somebody else's share less. As far as Quran Sharif is concerned, the knowledge of deen, how much you try and get more of it, you don't deprive anyone. How much you take more, nobody else's share you make less. Dunya's inheritance, the more you take, illegally, wrongly you take, you are making somebody else's share less. Quran Sharif, how much more you read, Ramzan is here. Oh, we are here in Etikaf. Anyone wants to read like 24 hours, which is not possible, we are human beings. But anyone wants to read, say, 18 hours, and he's reading, he's not taking anyone else's share. That person can also read his 18, or he can read 20 hours. Whoever, deen is such a thing, the more you strive for it, the more you will get, and you haven't deprived anyone. And dunya is such a thing, the more you strive for it, you get it illegally, and you are depriving somebody else. So this beautiful, glorious month is here. This is the month that the malaika, they are taken off the other duties in this month. You only say Ameen on the dua of the Rozedar of the Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All those who are keeping Roza the whole day, Malaika, they are relieved of the other duties. Only to say Ameen on our dua. Allahu Akbar. From Maghrib time till Subah Sadiq, Allah announces Himself every night of Ramadan. Who wants this? Who wants that? Who wants help? How many people are sick? There's a time, whole year is every day, 24 hours is the time to ask. These are the very special times. But we are more worried about chemo. We are more worried about therapies. We don't think of asking Allah Ta'ala. Allah has, everything is in the hands of Allah. Allah is offering it. You want health, you want rosy, you want money, you want izzat, what you want. What do you want? Allah is offering it, but we don't. So the whole day, all the fish and the birds, they are all making dua for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole night, Allah Ta'ala is offering these great, great offerings. It's a great, splendid month that Allah has given. May Allah put it in our hearts to realize that there isn't a moment of life to be wasted. More so, however, Ramadan, it's impossible that we waste our time. You can't do anything else. You are tired. Just in your heart, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And see the coolness that will come. The calmness that will come in your heart. The serenity that will come. What people are looking for everywhere in the world. It's here in the masjid. It is here turning to Allah. The zikr of Allah. Tilawat of Quran. May Allah give us the proper understanding. Appreciate this month. Realize the value. Then a person will automatically on his own. To Amal, may Allah give us all tawfiq.